From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the dreams of many realized at last. NPR goes to jail. Well, not really, not yet, but we do have a subpoena. Details later. First, the lead. After much wrangling, the European Union has reached agreement with Turkey to begin talks to allow that Mediterranean nation to join the EU. This is something Turkey has wanted for years, but many Europeans are reluctant partners. The talks don't guarantee that the Turks will get into the EU, but it's an important step with big conditions. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Istanbul. Ivan, I said important, maybe even historic. What has the EU done?
Well, it's basically agreed to, in principle, extend its borders to Iran and Iraq and Syria. It's also invited in a country of some 70 million Turks who are Muslim. This is a predominantly Muslim country. It is basically breaking with the idea that the European Union is a Christian club. So it is historical. Also for Turkey, which has been focusing on the West, trying to modernize and democratize and reform basically for about 80 years now since World War I, this is basically vindication of the path it's been on for the past 80 years.
Ivan, what about the conditions that the EU is asking Turkey to meet?
Well, there's been a bitter pill to swallow here. The EU has asked Turkey to indirectly recognize the Greek Cypriot government on the divided island of Cyprus. Now, Turkey does not have formal relations with that government. It has occupied the northern Turkish part of that island with more than 30,000 troops since the 1970s. And going into this summit in Brussels, the Turkish government said it would not recognize Cyprus. But now, as part of this deal, it appears to have agreed to extend a customs union to recognize Cyprus as well as nine other EU countries that have joined in the past year. There's another condition. The EU has put in a clause calling for permanent safeguards that could restrict Turkish immigration to the European Union in coming years. That's much tougher than conditions that had been imposed on other candidate countries that joined.
Ivan, why does this matter so much to Turkey? Is it a sense of identity?
Since the end of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, Turkey, the founding of the Turkish Republic, it has been focusing on the West. It threw away the Arabic alphabet. It made a strictly secular country, republic, out of what had been an Islamic empire. And if you talk to most Turks, they'll be offended if you compare them to the countries to the east, like Iran and Iraq and Syria. They look to the West, and many here will say that they feel European more than Middle Eastern. A lot of Turks see joining the European Union as insurance for the future, for future political stability and economic stability, and for democratic reform. This country has gone through a lot of changes just over the last couple years, banning the death penalty, banning torture, expanding minority rights here, and people want to continue on this plan.
Ivan Watson from NPR's Foreign Desk reporting from Istanbul. Ivan, thanks.
You're welcome, Alex.